Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tropical Storm Barry, Hurricane Barry. What's the latest? Jim Ryan is our ABC News correspondent in New Orleans this morning. Jim, how did New Orleans and the lower parts of Louisiana do with this storm this weekend?
Well, John, New Orleans did okay. The lower parts where the storm came ashore, they did have quite a bit of flooding. They had some rescues that had to happen on Saturday when landfall came for what was then Hurricane Barry. Very briefly, it was a Category 1 hurricane that dropped back down to tropical storm status, and now it's a tropical depression. If you look at the radar images, it's interesting, John. The storm kind of went around New Orleans on the east side and the west side as it was moving to the north. New Orleans had some rain, just some minor flooding, but survived the worst of it. Now cleanup is going on down in places like Plaquemines Parish and those places right along the coast.
So what happens next? Because whenever I think of Katrina, there was this moment after the original storm that I think everybody felt like, well, that was bad, but we're okay. And then the dams and the levees started to burst. Do we risk that kind of a disaster still?
No, not here in New Orleans, at least. And part of it is because of Katrina, John. After that big storm, that killer storm, took out, something like 2,000 people, destroyed billions of dollars in property, a multi-billion dollar repair effort began. Federal funding, state funding went into improving and repairing that levee system. And there was no concern really about the levees failing after this storm, but there was concern about them overtopping, about the floodwater simply coming up over the top. Well, that didn't happen either. So, yeah, they don't expect anything like we saw after Katrina just a day or two after that storm when 50 levees began to fail around the city.
I suspect that there are people who would love to use this for political reasons against somebody, whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's local politicians. Do we have an assessment of how the reaction has been so far in the 24, 36 hours post-storm on any level, state level, local level, and federally?
No, I don't think so. And you know, I think that the Democratic governor of the state of Louisiana reached out to the Republican president. The two of them worked together and promised to do what they could in the face of what could have been a really devastating storm. So I think there was a lot of bipartisan cooperation that way. You know, the Republican members of Congress from the state working with Democratic local leaders here in New Orleans. So I think there was kind of a spirit of bipartisanship. Maybe they learned that from Katrina when there did seem to be kind of a split between the parties when it came to how the response went.
Well, what happens to this storm now? It's moving it's moving north very slowly.
It is. It's creeping still up in kind of in north Louisiana, up into Arkansas now. It's having an impact, though, on the weather, though, as far west as Texas, down in the southeast part of Texas and over into Mississippi. This thing will continue moving up to the north, losing some strength, but still bringing a lot of rain to places like Missouri and Tennessee for the rest of the week into Kentucky and Missouri. So, it will continue to bring an impact to people's weather for the next several days, John.
And is there anything else coming behind it? It's the 1-2 punch that seems to cause trouble year after year.
Yeah. In fact, I was looking at some of the images from the Hurricane Center over the weekend, and there was indeed a little disturbance way out there in the Atlantic, a yellow X that eventually just kind of petered out. But they are watching. It's still fairly early in the hurricane season. Yeah. It doesn't end until November 30th, John.
All right. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent in New Orleans this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh. Parts.